Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are, dear, you praise. Because of who you are.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, the way he can change, that marriage that's on the verge of waking up. Although sometimes you would have to run alone. Now you ask yourself, is there a man for the Lord? Oh, to the Lord, you need a blessing, yeah. And you need it right away, yeah. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. No peace in the home. There's no peace on the job. The bills that you and your health is failing to go in concern. And he's working it out for you.
I'm as tonight my life is my plan.
Yeah. Friends and neighbors from Radio Land, we are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have become weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, and there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision, we have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same that God is moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. For when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. I've been stirred on the inside that God has taken us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we have never knew him before. So if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we would find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. Going briefly into the Word of God, we will be going to Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. And I will be reading out of the King James Version of the Bible, that you can follow along with whatever version you have. But we must first realize that God did not give us a brief ministry, but one of power and of a sound mind. So in Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 6, we find these words recorded. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to talk to you briefly from the subject of lead me, guide me, lest I stray. Lead me, guide me, lest I stray. Let us pray. Now, Lord God, it is once again that we stand in John's shoes to deliver a word from you, Father God. It is once again that you have allowed us to be in this presence with this audience. It is once again we ask that you take my mind, think through it, take my eyes, let me see only you. Take my mouth, let me speak, say what you tell me to say. Take my ears, let me hear only your voice. And then, Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be acceptable unto you, Lord God. And let me be a vessel and a bearable instrument, as long as you send inspiration from above. And everybody in the church said, amen. Lead me, guide me, lest I stray. We find in the first verse of the 23rd Psalm, we find the Lord is my shepherd. Now, when you look at a shepherd, he is the leader of the sheep. One particular version in the Bible says that he is a good shepherd. It says, I shall not want. Another version says, I needeth nothing. So then, if the Lord is your shepherd, you needeth nothing, because all you have to do is ask him for it, and he will give it to you. but still says, lead me. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Not anything that is rough or ragged, but the Bible said that he leadeth me into green pastures, which means he leadeth you into peace. He leadeth me beside the still water. Now, this shows a good shepherd, for you see, sheep are dumb, and they will drink from anywhere. But the second verse says, he leadeth me beside still waters. Because still waters, even though they're still waters, they still run deep. Because the same God that created the world created you and me. Verse 3 says, he restores my soul. Even though sometimes temptations come, and some folk, maybe even I, if I may tell the truth, sometimes we backslide from Sunday to Sunday. But he still restores us. But not only does he restore us, it goes on to say, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though we go through what we go through, it was for his sake. The Apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, said, I've been through, and this is Minister Amos Joseph Collins' version, I've been through what I've been through, but it was for your sake. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, when you look at the word fear, and you was to break that particular word down, you get face, elevate, avoid, reveal. Face, elevate, reveal. You face your fears, elevate your mind, avoid temptation, and begin, and God begins to rebuild you. Yeah. I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Even though sometimes in this life we seem like we're walking alone, but you never have to walk alone, because if you call on the name of Jesus, he will be right there. He's there as your comforter. He's there as your encourager. He's there as your healer. He's there as your lawyer in the courtroom. So he comforts you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That means whenever you get into any kind of a trouble, a lot of times you ain't got to do nothing because the Lord that is your shepherd has a rod and a staff there to fight the devil for you. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And so I get to sit down and at the table and eat, as even though all of my enemies are present. Now, let's just be honest. We got some haters out there. I mean, we do. They hate you whether you do good. They hate you whether you do bad. They hate you if you're blessed by God. They hate you if you just walk in the shoes of God and you speak what you walk and you walk what you speak. People are going to hate you. Thou anointest my head with oil. You see, sheep have to find, good God, it's hot in here. You have to find your food in the thorns and the thickets. And a lot of times sheep come back to the shepherd with scars. But being a good shepherd as he is, he anointed your head with oil. And the oil takes care of your scars. Are you listening to me? My cup runneth over. We stand before an empty vessel before a full fountain. And we often ask God to fill our cup. But I say, well, don't stop there. Let my cup run over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall A song says, "You're great and mercy brought me through." You see, God continues to have mercy on us, which in time he ushers us into his grace. So sometimes you have to look around and say, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, tell me, where would I be? And when you begin to think about the goodness of God, you have to realize that sometimes you may have to experience heartache and heartbreak. Sometimes you may be down in Zulu Valley and Tokyo's junkyard. Sometimes you may be stigmatized. Sometimes you may be criticized. Sometimes you may be up, and sometimes you may be down. Sometimes you may be lied on, but I come to tell you, if you just keep God in your life, one of these old days, the trials and the tribulations are going to be over. And sometimes, many times in this life, we have to shed a tear. But the Bible said that God's going to wipe all tears from our eyes. Many times in this life, we have to experience pain. But God said there'll be no more pain. I'm reminded of one particular verse in the back in the Bible that says in John the 14th chapter, it says, he prepared, he's going away to prepare my mansion. Now, right now, I live in an okay house, but I'm looking for my mansion in the sky. Right now, I live on a paved street, but I got an anchoring to walk on streets of gold. And some may even have some mighty fine living a gated community, but I kind of got a learning bar of some pearly gates. Yes, I may have to go through a lot to get there, but when I get there, I'm going to put on my long white robe and my golden slippers. And I got one question, and I don't want to ask Moses, even though he led the Israelites across the Red Sea. I don't want to ask David, even though He played skipper on the harp. I don't want to ask Paul, even though he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament book, but I want to ask Jesus to explain to me Acts 2:4, where it said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Lead me, guide me, lest I stray. Pray much for me.
Somebody here knows they do it. He done got something for somebody in this place, gentlemen. I ain't gotta ask nobody to do it. I already know he's been doing the week. And you know, I was just watching one of those programs on TV today when it said adopt a little child overseas. And then they showed the little children up on the screen, and some is too big in one place and too little in another. Some dehydrated can't even make tears to cry. Some malnutrition of sin, and they can't even stand up on their own little legs. Sometimes it looks like the harder you try, the harder things get for you. And the same one, you go all out of your way to try and help. You find out that's the one on the other side of town right now, already putting your name out on the highway and out on the head. But you know, when you already know somebody don't like you, it just don't bother you so bad when they do something mean to you. But the one that stand up in your face, one that shake their hand with one hand, smile in your face and stab you in the back all at the same time. I don't know how it makes you feel, but sometimes it makes me feel like I want to just throw up my hands. Because I don't know which way to go. Then I go home, sit down, put my face in my hands. And then my mind goes back to how long he's already kept me. How far he's already brought me. How good he's already been to me. And that's when I just get up on my feet. Raise my hand and tell him, Lord, I can't. Lord, I can't. Give him now. Sometimes my shoes get beaten, but I can't give up now. Sometimes my own loved ones don't understand it, but I can't give up now. Sometimes my own children make tears roll down my face, but I can't. So I still wait. Throw up my hand. And I told her, I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I come. I come to you.
Remind you that at 8 o'clock on Monday nights, we have the Reverend Jesse Stewart, followed by Bill Killens at 9 p.m. Wednesday nights, we have the Reverend Willie J. Van all the way from the nation's capital, and that's at 8:30. We have Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we have Bishop George Flint. And right back here on Saturday, you have yours truly at 1 o'clock, Minister Amos Joseph Cummins. This has been the True Word Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Saying, see you next time. And we always invite you to catch the word, because the word is falling. See you next week. God makes it known. God makes it known.